Much of our area is dry this afternoon. The exception is areas well to the south and southeast of the capital region, where a stalled front is located near the coast. Along that front, there are periods of rain that continue through the rest of the day. Even into this evening, there is the chance for some of these showers in areas well to the south and southeast of Albany before any of the wet weather comes to an end. Now, for most of us, the rainfall is done already. We are still looking at quite a bit of cloudiness this afternoon, and it's still quite muggy. Our dew point temperatures are running in the 60s, so there's definitely that humidity that is sticking around, though that's going to change very slowly and drop over about the next day or so. So moving into tonight, for most of us, we will see a clearing trend. Again, there is that chance for a few showers, especially this evening, well to the south and east of Albany. We're also going to be looking out for some areas of locally dense fog tonight, especially in our typically prone locations, which would be in our valleys and near bodies of water. Temperatures tonight will be on the mild side, running mainly in the 50s and 60s. The humidity will still be a player right into the day tomorrow. It will start to turn less humid. It'll be a mild day, but a nice day with a blend of clouds and sunshine. Temperatures will come up to the upper 70s and low 80s. We should tend to favor more sun than clouds through the day tomorrow. And the quiet weather continues on Wednesday. It's the final day of summer. Another warm day as temperatures are right around 80 degrees. And for the first day of fall on Thursday, once again, highs will be right around 80. A check of the tropics this afternoon, where Tropical Storm Carl continues to race across the Atlantic Ocean. The storm is located to the east of the Windward Islands. It's still quite a distance from land. The storm is expected to turn to the north and head north of Puerto Rico later this week, and it could threaten Bermuda over the weekend, so that's something that will not need to be monitored very closely. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, partly cloudy with areas of locally dense fog, low 56 to 62. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and some clouds, warm and a bit humid, high 78 to 84. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. For tonight, partly cloudy to mostly clear, areas of locally dense fog, low 56 to 62, and for tomorrow, a mix of sun and some clouds, warm and a bit humid, high 78 to 84. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, variably cloudy, a chance of showers mainly this evening, areas of fog, low 58 to 66, and for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, warm and a bit humid, high 78 to 86. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight, partly cloudy with areas of locally dense fog, low 56 to 62, and for tomorrow, a mixture of sun and some clouds, warm and a bit humid, high 78 to 84. Region-wide on Wednesday, mostly sunny, mild, and less humid, with highs in the 70s to lower 80s. Most areas will be right around 80. Then on Thursday, partly to mostly sunny and warm, with highs again in the 70s to lower 80s, with most areas right around the 80-degree mark. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.